לאזרח את עצמם, אלא אסרה לשמולה, ומיוחד לטיפשם, ודברה, דירה ורחרה, ומישרה ואסרה, מינסה דיוסיה. ויוחד בינון בעירב, ירב, איסביר עלי דיוסיה, לאימלאי, אסרה לשמולה. סורה שהסגירה, סלה אסרה לשמולה. הם, אם הכנעמה הוא מיוחד, לא יטיפשם. ומוחה לא יטיפשם. So in other words, Rashi is chilek on the first lotion. According to the first lotion, there is a big chilek. In other words, that where it's a question of hefsek momen, then we can pass. If it is a shayla that doesn't involve any hefsek nisoel, then one is not allowed to pass. Bimokin Talmid Chochem, who is a Mor Dasa. Mashenke, if there is hefsek momen nisoel, then he is allowed. And according to that lotion in Rashi, so the Rai is that Rav was chenzeya, because if Rav was not chenzeya, and Rav still held that Tzokhik Drusei Zeh Chenzeh Shem Izmuteh, then he would have ignored the covenant of Shemuel. Because, B'mokim Shem Yishchil Hashem, he held the covenant of Rav. So in other words, so if there is a hefset moment, it's the same thing. And you're not mechuyev to be chenzeh covenant of Rav. But Rashi is chilek, and Rashi's shitting is that you have to be chilek of the Rav, and not to pass in contrary to the Mor Asre, even if it involves Hefsed on Yisrael, even if it involves Hefsed on Yisrael. So then the question arises, so how do we know that Rav was chesed? Maybe he wasn't chesed, but why didn't he pass him? Because he couldn't pass him, he was not allowed to pass him, it was Asre Yishmuel. So Rashi says, in the Gemara is saying that there is no right that Rav was chesed. But we pass like Shmuel anyway, whether Rav was chesed or Rav was not chesed, we pass like Shmuel anyway. Right. And in the same way, we have seen the Lord in the same way, and we have seen the Lord in the same way,
After
all, B'dike is effective, Kabi Drusi. So in other words, if you open up the organism of the behemoth, the victim, after Shrike, and we don't see any red marks on the organism, so then it's a raya, it's not a Drusa. It's not a Drusa. Whether B'dike is effective by Badai Drusa or not, is a shayla. Is a shayla. But by Sofi Drusa, B'dike is certainly effective. There is a machlekes as to whether B'dike is effective by Vada Drusa. If we see that the lion claw the behemoth, and then we shot the behemoth, and then we open up and we examine all the internal organs, we don't see a red mark. So some say that then it's mutar even if it's a Vada Drusa. And some say it's osa. But by Sofi Drusa, everybody agrees that B'dike is effective. Here it was Sofi Drusa. So why did he have to waste so many birds? The massive money? And he could have opened up the organism and inspect, see whether there's a red mark or not. So the answer is, so he says, Ufi, so first Rashi says, Ufi shefiz daki moyu, umi rubi moyu, lo yochali beit kom latir om indikom, lo atareach, shemini lebachas men. Because it's relatively easy to make it decay in a big organism. But in small birds, it's relatively hard to make a thorough inspection. Because if it's a big organism, but it's a bull, or even behemodako, so then you can readily see whether there's a red mark or there is no red mark. Masha'inkei, if it's small birds, so only volume are so tiny, and you can very readily make a mistake if every organ is very tiny. So, So, wo fisch ich das Dach immer in den Ruhm, wo ich noch ein Bett warte, um dich und das Reach, und die Wache zu nehmen. In Name, eigentlich komme ich sehr, die mehr ist, wo ich mag, die Bosse und die Minke. Wie doch sind die Ruhe. Denn in anderen Wesen, rasch ich doch Menschen in anderen Wesen. Because the poison of the hawk, injected by hawk, is very weak, is very faint. So maybe it doesn't produce any red marks. When the lion claws, then it produces red marks in the organism. Mashenken, when a hawk claws, so you don't, it doesn't produce any, and it doesn't leave any red marks. So maybe it's impossible to be Vedic. Now, the Shaila is, we pass like Shmuel, that Sofik Druse is Osa. So, that Cheshishim is Sofik Druse. But Rav said, in Cheshishim is Sofik Druse. Why did Rav say, in Cheshishim is Sofik Druse? We have a loche, that Sveike the Reis is Lechule. So why should Sofik Druse be less Osa? Then any other thing in the Reise. At all. In other words, he says, the machleki between Rav and Shmuel is, Kitwige diyu koshosi, kviyinu komikalki. The lion was quiet, and all the cows were lowing, screaming. So Rav says, machmas biyisusei kodam. All right, it's possible, but maybe not machmas biyisusei. Maybe because the lion, he clawed all of them, and they became so overwhelmed, so terrified, that they couldn't even scream. Maybe, after all, it's certainly a way to say, the lion is inside there. I mean, isn't there a possibility? Why does Rav say in Chayishi? If Vic doesn't create the Sophic, maybe lion clawed them. So nothing should create the Sophic. Nothing should create the Sophic. And then we have to understand when Gemara says that Sophic Kalbe, Sophic Shimre, Ime Kalbo. Now what that means, we saw one of two animals entering the stable. And we know that this animal clawed them. But we don't know whether it was a cat or it was a dog. So we don't think Pachesh Shvayam. It could be, it's a Sophic Ashoto. I mean, why should we assume that it was a dog? Why a cat was in the chutzpah to enter a stable of going with oil? So we have to understand. Now, Toch HaShulchan says a very remarkable thing, and he explains the Rambam. When we started in the preface, I mentioned that Rambam. But since the time we didn't discuss it. The Rambam in Perikei Mocheshrita Alocha Aleph said as follows. Kvor b'yayin b'yilches Yisroi Macholesh Atreifo Amur Abateiro Yanei Talomus V'lenem Atreifo Al-Shiriba HaKotze Behele K'yishitor V'ari V'chayei Tzidei V'yishofro V'adayim V'neizu. So what is Treifo? The Pshuti Shobikho Bosov Asol Treifo Yisachero. That means that a beast, a lion, tore up a behem. Was there a behem? Tore it up. Shok. V'yeshom, that's our hal. V'yeshom chaloi machirim im yerlo, techosh et treifo, v'yaloch le mishim sinai. U'shmeni min et treif eslemo mishim sinai, u'elei, druso nikuvo, chaseiro nitulo, psuko, kruo nifulo u'shmo. Afo pin shikulo aloch le mishim sinai, הוינו ואין לך בפירש בתירו לדרוסו החמירו בו וכל סופק שהסתפק בדרוסו עושה ושור שיבו מן התריפס יש בהם סוויקי מותור כמו שנסבור. So the Rambam says that by דרוסו even though all treifes are reise but דרוסו is מוחם because דרוסו is mentioned explicitly in the Torah. So סופק is עושה מה שאין כי all the other mitreifes, there are certain sveiki that are mitra. There are certain sveiki that are mitra. What does it mean? So the Rambam doesn't say that every sofik in, let's say, in any other country where the mikvare or not mikvare is muter, because Kama Gemores, that it's also, the Rambam says, Usho Shiva Menetremis, Yeish Ben Zweke Mutar. And by the Usho, there are also Zweke in the Bantar. Where did the Rambam find a distinction between Drus and others? Where did the Rambam find that? And then, by Drus also, there are certain Zweke in the Bantar. For example, Sofi Kaube, Sofi Kshunre, Eime Kaube, even though it's a Sofi, it's a Sofi Kashon. So still we say, so we say, Kaube. So why did he say that Usho Shiva Minitreves, Yej Ben Seiknefam? And why did he say, the Hoyle, the Avatishiko Alachon Shisinai, Hoyle Ben Chonfeir, the Tiro, the Duso, Echmirbo? It's Echmirbo. In other words, it's the Rabbono. So the Duso, the Chachomimo Machner, Echmirbo. So it's not just this of it, so have all the Zweikes, so Chachom Nachmirum. Why did the Rambam mention here, but in other Zweikes, Chachom not Nachmirum. Molevshech. Mide Reise, so the Rambam Shittis, that every Zweke der Reise is Nikola Gnatei. But with Rabbonon, every Zweke der Reise is the Chumre. So what kind of a Chumre, a peculiar Chumre is there? Why those? I mean, the Rambam is very strange. Now, the Orach HaShulchan says here a very remarkable pshat in Rambam. But I just want to read the Rosh Rambam again in Peridalot Mechos HaSos. At that time, we went over the Rosh Rambam in both places. But again, Hoichol Kazayis Peridalot Mechos HaSos HaLochavot Hoichol Kazayis Nipsar Beimu Echayo Eif Teirim Shemit Rifu Leike Shenema Ugoso Basod Etreif Ol Yisechil Lakelot Hashlich HaNeizim Treif amur b'teiro zu shetorfo yisachaya saya ki nari v'nomer b'chayitze v'cheneiv shetora feisei. You see, the Rosh says the druso is only by Ari and Zeiv and those and in Dake, so you have Dake, Tanishim Dake, so you have Choso, Noyo, Shuo, that's all. Nomer, Deiv, Nomer, cannot be teire. So, but the Rambam says no. Treif amur b'teiro zu shetorfo yisachaya saya ki nari v'nomer v'chayitzve v'cheneiv shetora feisei eif adiris ki neitz v'chayitzve v'naki yochalim ha-shetorfo yiso v'yimiso yiso sh'yimiso ha-ri nivele u'mal yimiso machmasat meiko v'sayev yimiso yishovu ha-ri v'yimiso himidaber elo sh'benit rifo v'lo yimiso nimtso lana שעתיר עושרה מייסו ויאמרי לו, ועושכנית לא מוסמכת מטיסאו, ואף על פי שעדיין לא ימייסו, ויאטריפו, וכששתים שוליטח לי ממיסה בימייסו מחמס עצמו, בין שנופלו ומייסו, בין שחום קלט שמייסו, בין שדורסוסו חיו ואורגוסו, כך ניתח לי בנית הלומוס, בין שתופוסו חיו ושברוסו, בין שנופלו מנגן ונשתבו ורב צליסאו, בין שנופלו ונשרס כניברר, בין שזורג בחץ. הויו ונית הלומוס, מכל מוקים הרי זה טריפו. והנה נחקוסו, שעני תלומוס, Machmas Makiseo, Vievcholo, Lichis, Machmas Mako, Zuaso. So, I mean, the Or HaShulchan doesn't even mention this Pshat in Rambam, the Nitziv mentions that there are two categories of Treyfe. There is one Treyfe that is based upon the Rambam, and then there is another Treyfe that is based upon Lochel Mishim Sinai, whether it is high or not high, or it's just a statistical question. I mean, it's not an essential question. The Or HaShulchan doesn't even mention all that. But of course, what the HaShulchan says is even more remarkable according to what the Nitziv says in the Rambam. But the HaShulchan said it anyway in the Rambam, even though he didn't know of the Nitziv's Chiddush in the Rambam. But he said that Pshat in the Rambam anyway. So the Rambam says that Treifa really, by definition, the Chiddush or Mikro of Treifa is that a behemoth was torn up, was clawed by Nabi or by Yomei, and then it was torn up in such a way that it's later on. And here we have the treifa that is based upon Nitalons. The Nitziv says, according to the Rambam, so Nitalechi Levi'i is also a treifa because of Nitalons. Now, Trusa is really a treifa on two scores. First of all, it's Nitalons, and then it's also an Alachon Mishin Sinai, it's Logorat and Haseirot and Shvuot and Itulot and Psukot. Say the Rambam. But Trusa is also a treifa on the basis of Nitalons. And when the Rambam explains the possible, so how does he explain it? In other words, any behemoth that was torn up by a chayot to such an extent that it's nitel omus, so is it. So the question arises this. If according to the Rambam, means a behemoth that was torn up by a lion to such an extent that it's nitel omus, so that chayach, if it was mamish torn up, you know, sometimes a lion tears up a behemoth, so it claws a behemoth to such an extent that the whole organism becomes mutilated. This is how the Rambam explains it. He says, he should talk for his highest ayah, we show for his, we not over the diamond ace. How about all the truces? I mean, is the chomor to such an extent that it's not alums? We certainly don't see it. So we must say that in stam truce, even when we saw the lion clawed, we saw how the lion with its paws clawed the behemoth. Even if we saw it with our own eyes, is not vada treifa. Because in order to be vada treifa, it must inject its venom to such an extent that it becomes little longus. But sometimes the lion might claw the behemoth to a lesser extent. It injected its venom, but it's not little longus. How do we know? So we must say that the ordinary druso, even vadai druso, is only sorry. Because the Rambam says the treifa means that the chayor tore up the behemoth to such an extent. He broke the internal organs of the behemoth to such an extent that it's already natal omus. Many times a behemoth might be clawed, but it was a mild reason. It wasn't a very severe reason. So even though the poison was injected, but it wasn't injected to such an extent as to destroy the organism, as to mutilate the organism. So in the Baruch HaShulchan says, according to the Rambam, Stam Drusa is a Sofik Drusa. Now, so then the question arises, when the Torah says, Ubos of Asor et Reifu Yisachayu, and that means that the lion clawed the behemoth, but even if we saw the lion claw the behemoth, it still should be mutam nator, because we don't know whether it injected the venom to such an extent that it's made along us, or to a lesser extent, it's not made along us. So, in Sveik Barai says, Me'atera is Nikolech, so according to the Rambam, every druse, even Vabai druse, not talking about Sofik druse, Sofik druse means a lion entered the stable, but we don't know in respect to each behemoth in the stable as whether the lion touched it or maybe the lion didn't touch it. But let's say the behemoth that we saw was clawed by the lion. It's still Sofik, because maybe the poison wasn't injected to such an extent that it broke the organism. Maybe yes, maybe no. So it should be material equal, but the answer is, when the Torah says, Torah is reference to a behemoth that was swallowed by a lion, the Torah does not limit itself dafke to a case where we know that it's megalomus. If there is just a suffix, maybe it's megalomus as a result of the belonging. So it's also sasa. So here we have this special sasakosa, that even though generally speaking, speaking the rice in Akele Kube, but here by suffix to the soul, suffix is with whom? Because every druso is a suffix, unless we solve that thing, the whole organism is broken. But ordinarily, when the lion claws in the hymnal, we don't see that. So it's a suffix. And still the Torah says, Ubosa Masole Trem is a chayun, so you have a special sasakosa, that here, So why does Rosh Hashulchan says, why does Rav say in Cheshmer Sofik Ruse? Because here we have a Sofik where the lion touched the behemoth, clawed the behemoth or not. Assuming that he did claw the behemoth, there is still a Sofik. Maybe he didn't inject the venom to such an extent that it will, that it became an Italomus. So we really have a sex ache. So why you should, that's the reason as to why God says English, because it's a Zweck Zweck. Zweck in the Reise, but Zweck Zweck is the Kuhn, and that's not Mishamel. So why you should say Chishishim? So the Rambam says, the Rambam passes like Shmuel, because Amrima passes like Shmuel. So Amrima passes like Shmuel. So, but the Rambam says that even Shmuel says that Chayishim sits on Midrabon, not Midraisi. Why? Because Midraisi we have a Svek Sveke. True, here there is a special Sakos of the Sveke, the Raisi is the Chumre. But only when there is one subject, when we know that it was wrong. And the question is, was the poison injected to such an extent into the organism of the image that it became an Ekalamus? Or it wasn't injected to such an extent in the organism of Mehmet. So we have the Zasakosu, the Sveki, the Raisi is material of Chumre. But here we have another Sofik. Even if it was flawed, maybe we have another Sofik. Maybe it wasn't flawed altogether. And assuming that it was flawed, maybe it wasn't injected to the extent of destroying the organism completely and making the organism into an Ekalomus. So it should be Muter. But Milchachonim Asadem, why Milchachonim Asad is Sveksveike? And more than any other Sveksveike? So the Rambam says, V'afopishiku Alokho Mishim Sinai, Hoyu Veinu Chobifirish Betei Ole Druso. So any other Tveyu will be Sveksveike, so it's Muta. But here, it's Sveksveike. Every Sofik Druse is Sveksveike. Because even a Vadai Druse is a Sofik, whether the poison was injected to such an extent that it became Ekalamus. So the male Sofik Druse is Sveksveike, and Sveksveike by other traitors is Muta, but here it's Osa. So he says, the Hoyo Venu Chabifir Vatimol Druso, sin the Torah Asa Bifeirish Druso, Vadai Druso, but even Vadai Druso is only also material Sofik, because in every Druso, there is a possibility that the venom was not injected to such an extent that the behavior is an Ekalamus. So, still the Torah Azadet. So, the Mele, the Chachomim, were Machmir, even in the case of Sofik Druso, which is really a Svekse. Hoyle, Veil, Chomfir, Betir, Ole Druso, Echmirbo, the whole Sofik, she is tapping with Druso Osa, Usho Shivam Netraifes, Yeish Ben Svek Metori, if there will be Svekseke, so then it's Metori, Mashaik in Sofik Druso, it's also a Svekseke, here it's also. Why? Because Sofik Druse, the Torah is Machmir, with Raisi. Because in other things, when there is a Sofik, so with Raisi it's Muta. Alright, I will leave it here. Now, tomorrow, just one second. For tomorrow, up to the Gemore, or at Kamotetsa, that's Nun Dalet on this. Yes.
Why is the go Kula by Sofik, Talat Sofik?
Because there is also a Sveksveike, we have a Sveksveike, and there is, it's very likely that it was a Keller,
July 3rd, 1981, Rosh Chodesh, Tammuz, Hashanah Tavshin Mem.
Now we left off in the Gemara, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis. Hagu Barav Zeh, Dehavet B'Rabash, there was a goose by Rabash. All the Bnei Kanye, so it started to grow with the weeds. Not that, or say, Kimimasmins, Kui Domi. So the whole neck was bleeding. Now, so it could be attributed to two things. It could be attributed to the weed itself. In other words, it got entangled in the weeds, and the weeds pierced the neck, so then it's shaved. And maybe a cat, a clawed, because there were many cats there in that place. So maybe a cat clawed the goose. Omar Abashe, Loyal Gimun Sopikalbe Sopik Shimre, Imakalbe, Ochaname Sopikanye Sopik Shimre, Imakanye Mach. In other words, we have to apply the Gemara to a case where there were many cats in that area. So Mele, it could be attributable to the cat, to a clawing by a cat, and it could be attributable to becoming entangled in the weeds as the goose passed through that area. So just as in regard to the case of Sophie Kalbo, Sophie Shumro, we know it's one of the two, so we attribute it to a Kalbe, so here too, Sophie Kanye, Sophie Shumre, in a Kanye Machi, that the weed hit it. Alright. We must make the Ruchlo. Amre, Bnei Rabchi, Drusha Shomru, צריך בדיקה כנגד נמאי. כנגד נמאי. So, Rashi says, תרוסה שאומרו כנסוף עם תרוסה סערי, או ישרו שדורסו, ואם מוקים עד תרוסה לי כאן בחוץ. So, Tisha says, פירש הקונטרס כנסוף עם תרוסה סערי, או שדורסו עם את תרוסה לי כאן בחוץ. משמע דיבד אין תרוסה ומהן לבדיקי. וכן פירש אב יצבע מאה. דיבד אין תרוסה אין לבדיקי. But then, Tisha says, חלק. And Tisha says, oh, אין לו בדיקה, שכל משמע לדעבוסו ויוכל לחב יום, ונראה לי יש בדיקה אפילו לבד על תרוס. מדרום הבסום הוא בתרוס הקיאל עם הבוסק נגד המים, ובסימון מה שידים הסימון עם עצמו, אבו לדעבוסק נגד סימון הם וידים הסימון עם שיר, אף על גב לבד עם נראה שהוא שערד עם הבוסק, ואם כי היא כבר הזירה. All right. ויהו יתקום בסום הוא במירה רב, מקפעתת מה, ועד על כוח בבד על תרוס, ורב לחי לסום את תרוס, ועוד עמיק בפזוליר, והיא לכל דגת. So, ועוד הוא אמר ברשביות כי נחתנו לסוף את רוסה והוא אמר לבד את רוסה משום דחת לסוף את רוסה קיים לו נחל שימון ועד מליבוי מסום וכבי שתקבוס את משהו כמוסו שינם עם משהו כל מיני קבוס את נחליצה כמוסו שבחמו אל מעבוד על נמד ממשהו ונדרס ועדיי because if we see red marks so it's certainly נדרס still בדיק is effective ולא נראה את חושה שבחליצה ונראה שכאן מקום כזה לא נמד קצוף את רוסה אבל משום לא סור פריטית בכל מוקים גבו וקרים שם הציגו לחומה שנקד מהמים, אבל מולמי כאן בחוץ, וכמעט ריצה לו יצור את ריבדיק, אבל כנגד איך אמור. So Tisha says at the end, that אם רשי agrees, that Dike is effective by bad items. But that's in regard to Rashi, Tisha says. But in regard to the bits of Barmea, I got it to revolve, so it goes without saying, that the Shikya of the revolve is, without any doubt, that Dike is not effective by bad items. Anyway, it's a machlokes l'shem. I mentioned it yesterday. Whether Bdiki is effective by only by Sophie Truse or even by Valet Truse. And certainly the Rishayim of Artesis, who says that Bdiki is effective even by Valet Truse, so then we have to say what the Orach Shulchan says, that even Valet Truse is only Sophie Truse, because even if we know it was flawed, but sometimes a lion can claw a behemoth in such a way that the venom is not injected, or even if it is injected, so only
He only injected in a very superficial way, not in a substantial way, not to the extent of being matrefet, of destroying the organism. So even the Rishenim, who say, like the Rivon, that Dike is not affected by Vadai Druse, so they can also agree that even Vadai Druse is only Sofitreif. Sofitreif, as the Hashulchan says in the Ram. Alright, yes.
After a year,
then
get up to the
mountain first.
If we see
that the Gemara says in regard to
Sofitruse,
yeah, in regard to Sofitruse.
Oh, that's only
Sofitruse. A decay of waiting 12 months is certainly not affected. Is certainly not affected by Vadai Treif.
Right.
Whether it is affected by Vadai Druse, that should be told in the child. Whether Vadai Druse is Vadai Treife or Vadai Druse is only Zorik Treife. So, but by Vadai Treife, let's say we know that the lung was perforated, it's a Vadai Treife, and then we let it stay 12 months, and then it still survived. So then, according to all the Sheinim, except one Moshe in the Miri, and except the Sheol in the Rajbo, in the Jewish Rajbo, so they all say that it's of no significance. But by Vadai Druse, so that's telling the child. If we say that Vadai Druse is Vadai Treive, so of course, in this case, is not affected. If we say that Vadai Druse is only Sofik Treise, so then in this case, should be affected. Even the Rishonim who say that the Bdikas Haguf, is not affected by Vadai Druse, but is not affected by Vadai Druse, but they still could say that is affected, because by Vadai Druse, even though it's also Isofi, but so you don't rely on the fact that we don't see the red marks, because maybe we just don't notice. Masha'inkin, if it lived with Beis Chedesh, so once we assume, like the Oroch HaShulchan, that even Vadai Druse is only Isofi Treide, So then, if Beis Chedesh is certainly affected. Of course, if we say not like the Oroch HaShulchan, and Vadai Druse is Vadai Treide, then if Beis Chedesh is not affected. Alright. So, Amar Be'er Priya, Druse Shom Rotzrich Obdike Kedeged Mimai, that we have to look, to inspect the whole area of the Bnei Ma'ayim, when there are any red marks or not. Omar Rabbi Yisrael, for the Bnei Rabchiye, for Pirosh HaShmuel, the Mashmur Tzivar Chamin Vantignes, Terus HaShom, Rutsi Chabdik, of Bnei Ma'ayim. All right, now the Rashi. Terus HaShom, Rukin Sobhi Rusari, Yisharo, Yishedo, So, Ve'im, Ukimat Rizim, Ikem Bachut, Tzri Cholim Deik. As a matter of fact, Tesis at the end says that Rashi agrees. There is a sinua, because Rashi says, Terus HaShom Rukin Sofi Terus HaSari, Oishorou Oshedorso, Vei Mikim Adrise, Nika Mibachutz. So he says, Oishorou Oshedorso. Tzri Cholik Dei Gabu, Tzri Cholik Dei Gabu, Tzri Cholik Dei Gabu, Tzri Cholik Dei Gabu, Tzri Cholik We pray for Shasifal Yisrei, Vachim Kimi Amai, you may have been Bosso Shom Yitzot, Rivi Motamacher, Shein Drusso Kering Me Amai, Goy Mitra Motamacher, Boi Yufe, Yeish Drusso Yisimonim, O Yein Drusso Yisimonim, Yeish Drusso Yisimonim, Yim Dosso Kenegde, Mi Abetruf, Mi Amrin On Koshine, Eitzol Drusso Kshiroloi, suppose we observe that the lion clawed the behemoth mamish Kenegde Simonim, we saw that this is the joint, the contact, the area of contact. As the lion stretched out its paw against the behemoth, so in the place of contact, the area of contact was Keneged HaSimonim, in the neck. Keneged HaSimonim. So, is there a din of Drus or not? Because we could say yes, that the venom could be injected into the simonim also. But we could say, in view of the fact that the tissue of the simonim is relatively hard and tough, so mainly the venom could not be injected into it. This is the shayla. Yil dosa kenegdem yavet reit v'myamen koshi yisadru so kshe oloi. So,
אמר רב זעיר הודי בויות וכבר שרחון ברוב לא רחון ברוב אמר רב תרוס השום רוצה לחבדי כנגד מסחול כולי ואפילו בסימונים כנגד מסחול כולי אפילו ביצאו ירחיים בוי יופה סימונים שנדלגלו בחמו suppose the סימונים the way שאתה תקונה were torn on top from the place of connection on top in the so how much must it be torn off detached in order to become trade for Omar Rav Zeir Hode Boyil Fekvob Kvob Hirsch no Simone Shinidal Du Becham Omar Rav Zeir Hode Boyil Fekvob Hirsch Rabbe Vachone Domar Rabbe Vachone Omar Shmuel סימונים שנדלדלו ברובון בואי רבן so in other words so what's that law have that Shmuel declares that if they were torn off the simonim detached at the place of connection they became detached ברובון so then it's right but if it's not ברובון then it's nothing בואי רבן Hamsasome mal. Hamsasome means Hamsasome mal. Kigain dos of yerech. Shaloi kineged achol. Viroinu, I mean there is a correction. Shemir kapaboso. That the tissue became decayed. Lachazma mal. In other words, of course, if the treason takes place kineged achol, kineged cholaguf, then it's right. But if, suppose the treason takes place not kineged cholaguf, so naturally, if it's not kineged cholaguf, even if there is a red mark, it doesn't become treason. But suppose the triset took place the yarech, shalui kineged achol, but there is more than the red mark. If the triset, the lion, let's say, pawed, stretched out its paw against the thigh of the behemoth, not kineged achol aguf, not kineged achol aguf, and then we saw there is a red mark outside, so then it's certainly not faith. Only when we see a red mark kineged achol aguf, then it's possible that this venom was injected in the tail. But if the red mark is on the thigh itself, not in the halagu, so it doesn't matter. But suppose there is more than a red mark. Suppose we see that at the place where the paw of the lion clawed the behemoth, so they started the process of decay, that the tissue started to decay, so maybe then it is made or not. Hamsos emal kindo subiyashol kinegla chol. Vinu shinekla bosra hazma mal. Omer Rabzeir od beram ekvo pirsho. Rav Yude doma. Rav Yude marav mitruso achiyadim boso. Kinegit melay. If the trise, the clawing, took place kinegit cholagu, kinegit meamayim, so then the red mark is sufficient to be marketed. But it's machni saboso, and the trise took place not kineged cholagu, but let's say in the boso of the behemoth. Let's say kineged erchai, not kineged cholagu. So then, only if the decay started. It's not the boso, reini sikoyein. Hei chedomen is masni. Omer Abun Ebrek Rabbi Yeshua, kol shorei feigir di mamidi al boso chai. So in other words, if the boso, if the boso decayed to such an extent that the surgeon is disposed to scrape it off, so then that's called hamsose, and then the behemoth is afraid. Alright. Then my mouth will be demons by the Samach Mechor and Yitzik Leile. Vim Yish Bitreim Pes Benitul Kulei Kim Tzum Sagidin Treifo Dai Name Kinotul Dome Gerdim Boil Rapein Se Yirde Umashlich Elab Osar Achai. So in other words, so Rasha limited. In other words, we do not say, suppose decay will start, let's say, in the flesh here. In the flesh here. It will not be a treifo. Because suppose that flesh that started to decay would be removed completely, it wouldn't be treifo. If someone will cut off a piece of flesh here, a surgeon will cut off a piece of flesh, it will not become treifo. But suppose the decay started in the tumor sagittal area, in the Achilles tendon area over here. So suppose this area would be removed, it would be a treifo. So even though it wasn't removed,
But the decay started, it's also great. In other words, when the decay starts in certain tissue, so then it's considered as if that tissue had been removed. So if it is such a place in the group, in the organism, that if it's removed, so it becomes painful, let's say, the Achilles tendon area. So then, if you remove the Achilles tendon area, so then the main was a trainer. So even though you didn't remove the Achilles tendon area, but if the case started in that area, so it's considered as if it had been removed. Because that's the definition of mismasmus abosso, that it's so decayed, it's so deteriorated, that the surgeon is going to scrape it off. So mainly it's considered as if it was already scraped off.
Here, if we did the surgery below the knee, we'd have the same problem as we previously discussed. Even though it's his muscle.
No, one squeeze. You mean we cut off the whole, amputate the whole thing?
Beneath the knee, but we'd have the same problem as we previously discussed.
No, so that's only if he cuts off the whole leg.
But
suppose he just cuts off the tsumasagitin area over here,
I understand, but now that it's already decayed so, and we're going to perform a surgery below the knee, because it's as if it's already cut right through, because
the tsumasagitin area
is so decayed.
And then he'll amputate the whole
leg. The same problem as we previously discussed.
So that will be the same challenge.
Yeah.
Well, why not?
Because of the pain,
when you take off
the tumor,
no, I didn't say because of the pain. No. Alright. So a long was presented to Rav Kana. It was a child. The Chavim Yasne, and the long was in a deteriorated condition. What was the problem with that long? The Chavim Yasne, Yos Reshat. Whenever you put it down, so it maintained firmness. But the Chavim Madre, but whenever you try to stand it up, it will fall into pieces. That it was deteriorated to that extent. In other words, why does it start breaking when you stand it up the long? That means the decay has overtaken the long. Now, so if decay has overtaken the long, so then it's considered as if it had been scraped off already. So that means that the long had been removed, part of the long had been removed, then it's certainly draping, because even one ekev in the lung makes it tight. Certainly, if you cut out part of the lung, so it's certainly tight. All right. Talchem is barakas make me noch tiches tiches. Mit der Wohnung der Abishur, der Bakol Shari, regiert die, kor am Sosse, uch leine, im Havel, rei, es schechos. So it's chasir. Rab nachne noma, bikeits, achit in okei, if we cholo, if the behemoth became pierced with the thorn, so then it's only a treife if the nekev penetrates into the hollow. But suppose bitruze, if the behemoth was clawed, so then mishiyad is posok neged meimayim. So even if you see red marks outside, but that outside is mamish neged meimayim, neged the woman, neged the intestines, so it's also a treife, because then we are afraid that the poison of the lion was injected into that area, and it already did its havoc on the internal organs. Bisimoni, suppose it was clawed at a simoni, achiyadimu simoni matzmon, but suppose we see a red marks outside the simoni, but not on the simoni themselves, then it's not a thing. אז בין העצמם, אבל משמע, דומה זה בוסו שכנגדו ומתחתם, תראה סימון עם קושינים, והנה רשיל את זה, אבל כידים אין עצמם, הרי ניגלה ששול את זה. אומר רב פאפ, בואי רבי וברבי, ואי שצורינו, יש לי כל מה שלי משהו, even they can mash across the base and sleep. So the melee goes without saying that the resource of the mash, in other words, that if we see any mash becoming itself, of the nature of itself, we see the mark, so, and it was clawed as a result of being clawed by a lion, so then it's right, kone, so in the cave of mash doesn't matter. Only if there is a resource of Jesus,
Conclusion of June 3rd, 1981, Rosh Chodesh Tammuz Hashanah Tavshim Mem Aleph. Shir not available due to mechanical failure of recorder. Thank you.
Yeah. Yes, 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 yes Thank you. Oh, my God.